The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Career Considerations. Career Considerations with Penelope Trunk. Career Considerations with Penelope Trunk. Penelope is an accomplished author and syndicated columnist to hundreds of newspapers around the country. And now, she has her own radio show. Please welcome the host of Career Considerations, Penelope Trunk.
Oh my God, my radio is starting and I don't have a guest. So I'm just going to have to, make up a guest. Okay, so my guest right now is going to be Ryan Healy because I'm not talking to him. I'm having a fight with him, so he could be my guest and you wouldn't know if he's on or not because he can't talk because I told him not to talk to me for 2 days because I'm punishing him.
You're sadly really mistaken,
really,
Penelope.
Really we, hard. Is there a guest?
We have a caller. Yes.
Oh, I do? Oh, great. Okay, so Ryan's done. Ryan's off as my guest. Who's on?
You got me, Penelope. It's James.
Oh, it's James. Great. Okay, so I told James to call in. This is great. So, James, I'm going to do an introduction for your call.
Go ahead.
This is why I picked James. He's my brother's friend, and he's not the best looking of my brother's friends, but my brother has, like, totally, totally hot friends, and James is one of them. So I thought girls would like James being a guest because he's got a really cool accent and you'll just have to trust me that he's really cute. And guys would like James because he's a banker. But he's not like a banker like having to get bailed out in the U.S. because he's a banker in the exotic country of Brazil. Hold it, James. Are you getting bailed out in Brazil? Do Brazilian bankers get bailed out?
I'll be honest with you. I don't really know how it works, but my division definitely isn't getting bailed out. We did nothing wrong. But as part of a bigger international organization, I think we're still slightly guilty.
Okay,
people hate me, if that's the question you're asking.
Huge bonus isn't, we don't have to worry about that. I think that all of you can learn a lot from James about being a banker because James has developed amazing PowerPoint skills, and he did a PowerPoint presentation to get to be my brother's best man. It was an amazing PowerPoint. And so, James, maybe you could give, like, some tips, like how to use PowerPoint in your life. I think that would be good. That's a good career topic, right?
Absolutely. I believe, and not only PowerPoint, I'm more of an Excel
James
guy personally.
James is totally not prepared for this. That was kind of a curveball. Can you do that question, or should I give you an easier one?
I can do that question. I like to spend all my time working out ways where I can get the skills that I learn in work to work for me in other ways. You should see the spreadsheet I've got running to plan my wedding in December. It's becoming quite the monster.
Yeah. Wait, but isn't your girlfriend planning your wedding?
She's planning the details. I'm in charge of the bigger picture.
Oh, what is the big picture?
The money, basically.
Wait, I think that's why she married you. I mean, not the money.
Well, let's hope not, because as you mentioned earlier, my industry has gone a little bit downhill.
Yeah, I know, but I think if you want to marry for money, I think bankers still, if they're employed, they're a good bet.
Yeah, and not only do you get the money, you also don't have to spend very much time with them because they're in the office all the time. It's kind of like a double bonus.
That must be great for her because you brought her to a country where she doesn't speak the language.
She's learning. She's doing very well. She knows how to order food, and I think that's as far as she's got. She knows the days of the week. She's getting there.
Did you ever think of, instead of her relocating to Brazil, that you stay in her country?
She was the one who suggested Brazil, having spent some time here.
Oh.
We spent 3 weeks here on holiday. She fell in love with the place. And I tried to explain to her that, you know, Brazil holiday, Brazil live is a different kind of reality, sort of. She was willing to take the plunge. It is working out. There are a lot of things that I think her never having lived in a foreign country, she probably hadn't really thought of. And last week on the show, you were talking about the whole network work thing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I have a good job here and I have a good network here, but one thing I hadn't thought of is her network, not of professional network, but her network of friends. She misses them a lot, and it puts a lot of strain on things.
Okay, we can't talk about sad things on this show because people who have called into me and told me that my show was, a lot of people actually were assholes. I now learned that I can say the word assholes on my show. A lot of people were assholes and told me that my show was like a college kid who just got their college station show and it was their first time. And I was like, well, duh, it is my first time. So I asked people for tips, and one of them was, you cannot talk about sad things. People don't want sad on the radio. So forget that part about her being sad about moving. We're just
okay.
going to have
Let's-
to we're going to have to move on to other topics that are burning in my head from you. And one is going to strip clubs, bankers going to strip clubs. So how prevalent do you think that is?
Wow. Moving on from my future wife to strip clubs, that's helpful there, Penelope.
Well, I just, because I've known you for so long, I know the breadth of your repertoire.
Oh God! The strip club thing is it's very cultural. I think I don't know what the situation is in the U.S., but in the U.S. you can get in big trouble if you go to a strip club because it excludes.
Oh yeah, I know someone who did that.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, getting fired kind of thing in the U.S. In the U.K., I think people are a little bit more relaxed. In Brazil, it's pretty rampant.
Really?
Brazil's a pretty chilled out culture. That kind of thing's absolutely fine here. It's seen as just a normal part of life. Naked women.
What about like girl bankers? Do they go to the strip clubs with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I clearly never go. But,
so all the guys if there's a girl at the office, the girl just goes with them.
No, actually, that's not the case. And I sometimes, this is one of these things where I was born and raised in Brazil, so I consider myself Brazilian. But having worked for so long in the UK, I got used to a certain way of being. And coming out here, there are certain things that shock me, and that's one of them.
What shocked you?
Openly talking in the office about, you know, going to a strip club, and I'm like, wow, this is allowed?
I'm surprised. But you know what I found out? I was at a conference last week. I found out that actually all industries do it.
I didn't know that.
I'm like a stupid girl. I thought maybe like only bankers go to strip clubs. But you know what? There must be a lot of strip clubs in the world.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I think bankers aren't that bad. I mean, we don't have time for stuff like that.
I know, you're so busy doing PowerPoint presentations to be best man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now you're done being my guest. I don't know the way to tell people they're done. But you know what? Last week, all the guests stayed on. You could stay on. I don't really know how it works. This is actually...
Why are you kicking me off?
Have
you found someone better?
Shows you what you're incompetent in real life, actually, because when I'm on the phone in real life, I also don't know how to tell people that I have to go, and then I start thinking of lies like, oh, my mom's here or something. Oh, I would never do that because my mom's never here, but you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, too. Well, it's been a pleasure being on your show, and can I say, as someone who had a radio show in college, yours is definitely a lot better than my poor attempt at being a radio show host.
Oh, that's so nice, James. That's so nice, and it's so nice of you to call in. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Hey, how does my next guest come on? Where's my guest?
He's on the phone right now.
Oh, Ryan Healy, I guess, is my guest again, right? Because he's not talking to me. Actually, the thing is, he is talking to me, but I'm not talking to him. So what I was going to say is, it's really, really hard to fight with someone at work because, I mean, if you're going to have, like, a little fight, you can just leave for the day. Like, a little fight, I just pretend that I'm working, and then I go get a pedicure. But, like, a big fight, I have to, like, you know, if you're at home, you could, like, I don't know, if you fight with a boyfriend, you can do all kinds of, like, stuff to ruin his life while you're fighting with him. But you can't, like, actually ruin someone's life at work because it affects the company. You have to be really careful. So I'm, like, carefully trying to punish Ryan for not talking well to me. But still, I can't, like, ruin the whole company. So also, Ryan, as my guest, can't really say anything. So since he can't say anything, I'm going to have to say what he would say. He would say that, actually, I'm extremely difficult and I woke him up at 7 in the morning, which is true. I did wake him up at 7 in the morning. Okay, so that's really what we're fighting about here. Oh, wait. So the way that I get talked to by the radio station is they IM me, and they're saying that it's time to do a break. But I don't really know how to do the break like what you say. So we're going to do a break. Break.
Stay tuned for more Career Considerations with Penelope Trunk when we come back.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
See you, Andy.
Hey, Jan, why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCredit.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Here's your bill. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, it's all right. I'll take care of the tab, Jason.
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing so well these days? It seems everyone's in a pinch for cash.
RevenueWire.com, that's how.
RevenueWire?
Yeah, RevenueWire.com is an all-in-one platform offering affiliates high-demand software from top-notch PC utility merchants. With 75% commissions, twice monthly payouts, incredibly accurate analytics tools, RevenueWire is making me more money today than I did in the last few years put together.
Even in this economy?
Especially in this economy. RevenueWire has a ton of great products to meet the demand. I'm telling you, this network is recession-proof.
RevenueWire, the recession-proof network platform. For more information, visit RevenueWire.com today. That's RevenueWire.com.
SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Career Considerations with Penelope Trunk. Now, here's Penelope.
Okay, I'm back. I actually had guests, but I didn't understand that I had guests because I was saying that Ryan's not talking to me, but the other Ryan was on the phone. But the radio station, I think, thought the other Ryan was the Ryan who wasn't talking to me, so when he wasn't talking, that seemed normal. So I, like, had my guests, but my guest wasn't talking. Okay, so now I think I have a guest. And I'm a guest whose name isn't Ryan, so I think things will go away more smoothly. Is this David?
Hi, Penelope. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm so excited to introduce David because he didn't just tell me that my radio show sucked. He Twittered it so that the whole world could know that it sucked. And he said that it sucked like I'm a college radio station. So I thought that David would come on and, like, give me some primers, like, you know, what would be good radio. Like, we could do 10 minutes of really good radio right now. So let's go.
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here. No, I'll make a little correction.
Why don't you do some radio tips, like what would be better?
Well, first of all, before I get into that, I'd say that college radio isn't always crappy, but it has a bad reputation. First thing of what I would say, there's a lot of really good college radio out there.
Maybe I could be that good college radio.
Let's set the bar where you want.
Okay, so, like, maybe you could reel off some tips. Like, tip number one, do this. Number one would be, I have to have a guest if I'm going to talk about a guest. You know, I can't just do the guest without the guest being there. That'd be a good tip. But I gave that tip, so you have to give a tip.
That's a good goal. That's a good first step. the way I was always told about this is that think about radio as you're having a conversation with the listener, but they can't talk back to you very easily, if at all. So you're talking to the people who are out there in radio land right now.
But that's so weird because I'm talking to you. But wait, don't talk. Because this is what I the radio station said was my worst thing that I did, was that I talked over people. Because I don't know if listeners can tell, but there's a delay. Like when I ask someone a question, there's a delay for when they talk. And I'm already like the most impatient conversationalist in the whole world, and it's probably my natural state to just be talking out to radio land because then I never have to pause for anyone to talk to me. So that I have to ask a question and then pause and then wait, I'm like done. I'm already on the next question. So I feel like that's really what I should learn to do. Okay, wait, I'm going to pause, and then you could respond. I'm going to say, don't you think, David?
I do think that, Penelope. See, there you go. And, no, part of it is just getting used to that sort of delay thing. Like, you always see that with, you remember when you'd see, like, on, like, CNN that people are talking over the satellite phone and, back to the live studio audience, and there's this delay where you just see them kind of nodding their head after person stopped talking? It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's just some of them are really good at that. Like, they can tell, like, when the person's wrapping up, and they'll just start talking while they're still hearing the person finish the question.
This is good. So now I can think of this as training ground for my new CNN show.
There you go. That's CNN. That'll work.
Yeah. And then
so
you can Twitter in, this CNN show is like my college CNN show. So the other thing that I think I really like doing when I'm a radio guest is I like talking about my own stuff, because then I can be like, oh, yeah, I went on the radio and talked about my blog and how great I am. Oh, my God, which I actually never do. I totally didn't tell everyone about my blog greatness the last show, but I kind of feel like everyone who would listen would be already reading my blog greatness. But you should be able to talk about something. So try, go. I'll tell you if it sounds like college radio.
That's stuff that I'm doing. Let's see. I am a engineering student at the University of Texas in Austin. We just had I'm in recovery right now after spending the last week or so at South by Southwest.
I didn't know that you're an engineering student.
I am. I am my final semester-ish, I guess the final full semester of studying electrical and computer engineering.
You know what? I just got a note from the webmaster radio guy, George. It said that I'm doing a really good job of not talking over you, but I just realized that if I'm going to not talk over you, I have to only ask really good questions. Like if I say, oh, I didn't know that, and then I have to pause and wait for you to be like, yeah, I mean, we cannot have that kind of conversation. It's not worth the pause. So there's got to be way more significance to the back and forth, I think, if I'm not going to talk over you. So this is what I was also thinking, is that South by Southwest is actually a festival of engineers with no social skills. And it's, I think, everybody talks about how draining it is to go there, but I think it's draining because all the people who have good social skills, which actually I wouldn't put myself in category anywhere except South by Southwest, are exhausted because the majority of people have actually really poor social skills. And I was just going to note that for an engineer, you actually have really good social skills. So I'm thinking, maybe you're not that good an engineer, because a really good engineer, the engineer part of their brain would have totally taken over their social skills.
Well, you didn't see what I would do after I'd go home. I'd be curled up in the corner of my house, just sitting there twitching and drooling.
Oh, that, you know what? That makes me feel much better then. I feel like you'll be a good hire. You'll be a great engineer then. I think that's really what it's about, is having a breakdown from social interaction. So that's good.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I'm not a very good engineer. I hope I'm a decent engineer. I don't like doing a lot of engineering stuff, but it's really fun to learn about. I don't know. What does that say about me?
I don't know. I think maybe your engineer management. Right? Like, why would you want to waste all those social skills and not manage someone? That's what I think.
Well, there is that, but I think one of the things about that I've always found about engineers kind of in general, is that engineers have a hard time respecting people who are not engineers, you know, who haven't, been there, done that. You can speak to engineers. So
yeah, that's totally true. What can we do about that? They're never going to get laid thinking that way.
That's, if you can figure out what to do about that, you're golden. You should go on the road with that. But
well, you know what? Right now, I'm trying to reform Ryan Healy with the silent treatment. So I think if that works, then I can start trying it on engineers. The thing is, I think that most people actually would enjoy the silent treatment. You know, they're like, get away from me, fine, I'm so happy. Actually, I just realized that. I wonder if Ryan Healy's like jumping for joy that he doesn't have to talk to me for 2 days. It didn't even occur to me. I have to think about that. Okay, all right, the other Ryan is on the phone, I think. George, is the other Ryan on the phone?
He's there, but I don't know why he's not talking.
Hey, Ryan. Penelope, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yo, you cannot be on speakerphone from my show. Get off speakerphone.
Not on speakerphone.
Oh, you're not? Okay. All right. So we're at the end of the show, and you're going to be the last guest. It's really nice of you to be the guest. For any listener who doesn't know, which is probably nobody, I also work with Ryan. I work with two Ryans. There's one Ryan that I'm always fighting with, and there's one Ryan who's actually very, very sweet. This is the sweet one. Ironically, when I was extremely pissy and wanted to, like throw someone out the door permanently, it was the sweet one, which I think says a lot about why I can never, like, find the right guy to date. Okay. So, Ryan, we're going to have to do an interview. So I think maybe we could talk about if you think it was a strategically sound decision to reform Ryan by not talking to him for 2 days.
Strategically, I think you just, like, made his next 2 days extremely awesome since now he's, out and drink beer
okay,
and watch
so I'm
March
really
Madness
totally
and
upset
not worry
about that.
You.
And so now I'm trying to think of something. I can't, like, back down and start talking to him, but I have to think of something to make sure that it's not a good 2 days. Did you think of something?
Well, that's not exactly fair for me to do. I'm not gonna help you strategically, so you fuck over Ryan Healy.
Okay, well then what else is there to talk about?
Let's talk about March Madness.
Oh, great. I'm really interested in that. You know what, Ryan, wait, I think I have the dark horse for you.
Okay.
Villanova.
I already picked Syracuse. I think that was a pretty ballsy choice, so I'm gonna roll with it.
Oh, was Villanova a good one?
Nova's all right, but I don't think they're going to make it past the second round.
Aren't you totally impressed that I could, like, pull out a name like
that? Did you just guess, like, that they were in the March Madness tournament or what?
Well, no, when I was in high school and the boys don't pay attention to you unless you do their games, I used to do their little pool things.
Good call.
Yeah, not that it's changed, because I see you guys are all... Oh, let me tell the listeners that, like, everyone in my office is doing their March Madness, whatever the hell, and nobody even asked me if I want to do one. I mean, if you want to include the girl in the office, if you want to make the girl feel like it's not a boys' club, you got to ask if she wants to do her March Madness stuff with you.
You know, to be fair, though, you were in the office when I was filling out my brackets. You could have just asked me to print you something off.
I know, but you should. It should be an invitation. You should be like, "Oh, we're doing this. Do you want to do it with us?" Because you know, I'm the only girl.
Well, that's not how it works. You know, you just kind of do it, and we all kind of knew we were going to do it, so we just put it together and did it.
I know. You don't always have to be invited. That's what I'm getting at.
Invite yourself
that's
to
why
certain things.
It's so hard to be the girl because all the guys just kind of know it's March Madness Day. It's like if it were all the girls would just know they're all getting their period at the same time, and the guy would never know, right? It's the same with March Madness. You got to tell the odd person out.
Yeah, right. But you would never do this. You're just saying this because we're on air.
I know. It's true. I would never do it. I'd be like, why are you even asking me? I don't have time for this. I'm, like, way too busy not talking to Ryan. Okay, George, I think this is the end of the show. Can you, like, IM me something to tell me?
We have 5 minutes left.
It says, he has 5 minutes left before we get to 30. Oh, my God. Ryan.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Do you know what? I'm so excited. I have an email. I have a new email from this guy that I went out with. I'm excited about that. I keep thinking that if you would just talk for a little bit longer, like if you would say five sentences in a row, then I could click on the email to see what he said, and that would be really fun. But you're not talking that long, so I can't do it. So I just have to talk about
it. Why don't you just read the email out loud for all the guests? That would be more entertaining for everybody.
I know, but then what if I click and then I read something that I shouldn't have read? You know what? Someone asked me, someone Twittered to me, how do you get so many dates? And I feel like it's because they all end really fast. Like, they're all bad. Everything turns out bad.
Maybe that's because you get dates online. Maybe you need to, like, find them in other places so you don't always have bad dates and start having good ones.
How would that work?
I don't know. Go to somewhere social. Don't find dates through your blog. And, I don't know, maybe find someone in Madison instead of outside of Madison that wants to date you.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a really big problem. So for all the listeners who don't live in Madison, which I guess would be everyone, right? Before, in the olden days when Ryan and I were talking to each other, in the olden days, Ryan and I would all talk about how difficult it is to be in Madison and there's no one to date, and Ryan would talk about how their manliness would be much better in Chicago and blah, blah, blah. Now, when Ryan both have girlfriends, I mean, miracle. It's a miracle that they both have girlfriends here. So now all about Madison
really
and,
nice.
Like, why can't I find someone in Madison? And Madison is such fertile hunting ground. But I just want to remind you, Ryan, for a year you talked about how there was nothing here.
That's a good point. It's true.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, that's not going to happen. Also,
Penelope, you know what you need to do?
Oh, David, you're still on? Yeah. No, tell me what.
I'm still here. You need to go find some engineers.
Ah, touche.
Why? I don't get it.
Engineers are very what's up? I've always heard that engineers are supposed to be very good.
In bed?
Dating material.
Very good what?
Dating material.
Why?
We're really nice that to any female that'll talk to us, and we're very eager to please.
That's true. I mean, I actually was telling this to the guy I was talking to last night, the guy whose email I'm not reading right now. I was telling him that he's not an engineer, and I was telling him that I thought he would probably cheat. I think people who don't have Asperger's or, like, Asperger tendencies cheat. I think that's just, like, how men are wired. So I guess it would be, like, engineers are really good dating material because they're so Asperger-y.
And eventually, most of us make pretty good money, too. So
that's true. Okay, so I know Ryan just told me not to use my blog as hunting ground, but maybe I should just do that, like, pull out the engineers. I think I'll try that. David, be careful if you send me an email.
Don't tell my girlfriend.
Okay.
I'll get in trouble.
All right. I think that we've gotten all the way to the end. George, get on. Can you just get on the phone and talk to me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is George, the arbiter of when the end of this show is.
Right.
And I have to be careful with George because last time he let me go double. I did double the amount of time, but, like, I don't think I could do double the amount of time. I'd have to bring Ryan Healy on as the guest who doesn't talk again.
But that's why I did. That's why I paid attention this time, and I did time it out exactly right.
Oh, you timed it out. So where are we? Can we have a countdown? Like, is it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Where are we?
10 seconds.
What? How many seconds?
10 seconds. We're in exactly 30 minutes.
Okay. I feel like I need to thank David because he called in, and that was really nice. And I did force Ryan to call in, but I'm still thanking him. So thank you, Ryan. Thanks, you guys, so that I didn't have to talk to myself for a half hour, even though I could almost talk to myself for a half hour with a little more practice. Okay. George, done.
Yes.
Now.